An integrated pest management program in Pakistan is helping farmers in the Punjab province to distinguish useful or beneficial insects from others which can damage their crops. Farmer Muhammad Yunus has 10 hectares of farmland, most of them cotton.
Beneficial insects, they eat meat, I mean they predate on the pest. And then the beneficial insects, they are fast moving. They move fastly in the field, on the plant, while the pest insects, they just sit on one place or damage the plant from one place. I have learned all these things while attending the farmer field school. Before that, I didn't have any idea of such kind of differences.
Yunus has been learning the pest management techniques as part of a national program that began 2 years ago after an EU FAO project ended. Classes are geared towards giving farmers in each province the tools to decide for themselves how to handle pests from one season to the next.
Before IPM, we didn't have any idea how to manage pests and beneficials, how to prepare good land, and what is the relationship between all of them. Now we know the beneficials and the role of different factors for the pest management. Sometimes he teaches us, sometimes we learn from him and from the field, and sometimes we share our experiences among all the farmers. And it's all multiplying and collective efforts of all of them to learn something new from the field.
For farmers like Yunus, integrated pest management offers an alternative to the indiscriminate use of chemical pesticides.
2 years ago, my younger brother has a problem with the pesticide poisoning. He was spraying and he got fainted, and we took him to the doctor, and the doctor said that he has been attacked by pesticide. He gave some medicine, and therefore that costed them 700 rupees, and the doctor forbade that this gentleman should not apply pesticide.
Dr. Iftikhar Ahmad is head of the National IPM program in Pakistan.
The government is willing to put as much money as I asked them to put for the IPM program. So in terms of resources, we do not have difficulty. Our difficulty is in terms of flexibility of the resources. It takes time to, change the systems of, financial flows and things like that. If we take just the cotton, through this program, we have already reached about 20,000 farmers on a very large area in more than 700 villages that they are using the IPM approaches through this program training. Our national data also shows that in the last 3 years, there have been a critical reduction in the use of pesticides. For example, in the year 2000, somewhere the use was about 80,000 metric tons. And in the last 2 years, the use has gone down to roughly 30,000 metric tons of pesticides. So there has been substantial decrease in pesticide use in Pakistan in the last 3 years. Farmers are making more profit. According to own government sources, the impact of IPM program in cotton production has been at least 10%.